Well, good morning. We're without Scott for a few minutes. He has something else he had to do. And I'm going to be your moderator for the next however long it takes him to do it. We're doing a lot of stuff here at the station, and he's got stuff to do at his other job. And so I'm going to cover. I was a little surprised when I was told I was going to cover when I walked in. So please excuse me for sounding a little discombobulated. I'm one of those people, I like to be a little bit more coordinated. I don't know why. I wasn't when I was a kid. I was way out there as a kid. I would do anything as a kid. But anyway, I thought maybe, well, maybe I will and maybe I won't here. I've got a site up here that gives me all sorts of fun questions to ask you or to talk to you about the month of August. August is kind of a cool month. I always liked the month of August because my family always went my dad was a minister, and he got 1 month off every year, 4 weeks, and we always went to northern Michigan, just south of where the Straits are, and about 30 miles south of the Straits, and we'd go up there to a lake called Crooked Lake, and I loved the month of August because we virtually did, you know, swam and fished, and I caroused around and tried to pretend like I was a ladies' man, even though most of the time I didn't know what I was doing, and still don't. I had a great time up in northern Michigan. I miss that a lot. My sister-in-law still owns the property that my father eventually bought and left to the three siblings, and then my brother bought my sister and I out, so my sister-in-law now owns the property. I don't go up there anymore. They put a lot of money into it. I think that house, it had a house. My dad bought it for $8,000, and it was a house on the lake with a long pier, and also what they called the maid's quarters. The man my father bought it from was the man that owned, he not only did he own Adler Sock Company, but he also owned Frank's Spice Company, and you can still find Frank's stuff. But the family doesn't own it anymore. They just kept the name. But believe it or not, his grandson, one of the guys I played around with during the summer, Mr. Frank, who owned Frank Spice Company, had a grandson whose name was Pepper. I loved it. Anyway, Pepper and I used to have a great time up there. A lot of good memories, you know. I bet you have some memories of when you were, you know, free on the summers. Now, four of my grandchildren, the ones out in North Carolina, they all have to go to school year-round. So, it's not really year-round. They have 2 weeks off at one point and another 2 weeks off at another point and so forth and so on. But they don't have summer off. And I don't know why in North Carolina you wouldn't be happy to give them summer off, but they don't. Anyway, so we'll be talking about summer stuff, and we'll be talking about things that happen in the month of August. And we'll just, this is called, when in this business, it's called vamping. I'm vamping until Scott comes back and we can talk about stuff that he wants to talk about. He's good at that. I like having somebody that can lead in the discussions. Do you know what Sextilis was the original name of? Sextilis. Yeah, no, it wasn't that. That was the original name of August. Sextilis, and it doesn't explain why, but that was the original name. I suppose that was the Latin name for August, and so Sextilis. Now, I may be putting the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable, but it looks to me like it's Sextilis. All right, there. I'll go down. There's some really stupid things on this one. There are 100 questions about August, and how many questions can you really have that make sense about 1 month? But do you know what? There are 3 birthstones for August, and the only one I recognize is Sardonyx. I recognize that name. The other two are Peridot and Spinel, or Spinal. I would think it would be pronounced Spinel. I don't know Peridot or Spinel, but I do know Sardonyx. I've seen that before. I used to be a rockhound. That was one of the things that we did up in northern Michigan. There was a place up there called Rock City. You probably have seen, if you're old enough like me, you've seen a bumper sticker that says Visit Rock City or See Rock City. Well, Rock City is about 15 miles south of, maybe not that much, but 10 miles south of Petoskey, Michigan. And Petoskey is about 8 miles away from where our summer cottage was. And Rock City was kind of cool. And it kind of got me interested in collecting rocks. I have, in my basement, I have a rock collection somewhere. I don't. Do you have that? I bet you do. You have somewhere in your basement, you have either a rock collection or a stamp collection. It got to be. And I have both. I didn't do anything with them. I did like to look at the rocks. My favorite rock was chalcopyrite, which is a kind of a cubic rock. It's shaped, it has cubes on it, and it's gold. So I thought it was gold, but it's what they used to call fool's gold, and I was the fool that thought it was gold. I did enjoy things like that. One of the things we collected out of northern Michigan was the Petoskey stones. Beautiful stone, especially if it's been polished. Petoskey stone is really quite beautiful. And if you don't have it polished, if you put it under water and bring it out and clean it up, it looks very, very interesting. There, I believe, a bunch of fossils inside Petoskey stones. And I think the main place to find Petoskey stones is not too far from Petoskey, Michigan. All right. Do you know August comes from the Latin word Augustus? Do you know what the meaning for that is? It's consecrated or venerable. I wonder why they decided to name a month that. Consecrated or venerable. That's kind of interesting. I don't believe August actually was always the ninth or the eighth month. I think at one time it was the ninth month. It's kind of been bounced around. My brother was born on August 5th, and so he was born under the sign of Leo. Are you a Leo? Now, if you're born after the 22nd of August, you're something else. It doesn't tell me what, but you're something else. You're not a Leo. You're not the lion. Or maybe you are the lion, but you're not the under the sign. You weren't born under the sign of the lion. Guess, can you name a couple of presidents who were born as and were Leos? They were born, well, they were born in August. I'm not sure if they were Leos. Both of them Democrats, both of them recent. Barack Obama and Bill Clinton were both born in the month of August. August that doesn't have very many. 2 out of, what, 46 is it that we're up to now? Here's the answer to that story I was talking about, that August has changed the month. In the original Roman calendar, the month of August was the sixth month of the year, not the eighth month of the year. August is, if you're a gardener like I am, August is one of those months you absolutely love because it's harvest month. It's the time you go out and I'm picking tomatoes like crazy. I'm picking cucumbers now. I just dug up my small patch of potatoes. I'm digging up, starting to harvest my garlic. The garlic I should have harvested earlier, but I didn't get to it. But it's okay. And garlic's kind of interesting. You're supposed to dig it up and then let it sit on top of the soil for a few days and let it dry out. I don't know why that is. But last night, I told my bride, I said, I'm going to fix potatoes for us because I have them in my garden. I'm going to fix us a potato side dish that made out of everything from my garden. So I had potatoes, jalapeno peppers, onions, which I have. what am I forgetting? Oh, the one thing I didn't have in my garden was mushrooms. So I did steal some mushrooms out of my mushroom thing. I'm forgetting something. Oh, garlic. Was it good? It was excellent. I would really like to learn how to grow mushrooms, but I haven't gotten there yet. You can buy a kit, you know, that has the spore right in the log that you buy, and it'll grow mushrooms, but it seems like that's an awful, because they cost like 20 or 25 bucks. Seems like it's an expensive way to grow mushrooms when you can go to the grocery store and buy them, get a whole bunch of them, more than you need. Well, especially if you're a family of two, you can get those sometimes as low as 99 cents, usually right around $2, but and that'll last you until, well, it shouldn't last you 2 weeks, but I make it last 2 weeks. My last day of using my mushrooms, they're pretty well gone. I use them in an omelet. I make omelets for my wife and myself every Friday or every Saturday and Sunday, so she doesn't have to do anything. And I make omelets, and I always make them with sliced mushrooms and and now that I have a new puppy dog, we've started a new tradition. It was an old tradition with Cheyenne, my former puppy dog, but my new puppy dog didn't know what bacon tasted like, and oh boy, does he like bacon. Now, I don't give him very much, but I give him a little bit of bacon, and I don't give him any omelets. Those are ours. I use green pepper and onion and mushrooms in my omelets, and I use sriracha sauce. My wife does not. She doesn't like hot stuff. Anyway, I'm probably telling you way more than you care to know about us, but before Julius Caesar created the Julian calendar in 45 BC, how many days were there in August? Can you guess? There were 29. It was like a leap year Friday, February, right? But there were 29 days, and it was the sixth month of the year, so kind of weird, but that's the way it was. There are now, August is the fifth of 7 months to have 31 days. I wish, have you ever learned how to decide how many days there are in a month? If you count it on your knuckles, and you start on your thumb knuckle, and the long knuckles represent 31 days, and the short number knuckle, or in between those, is 30 days, or 28, or 29, then you can count January is 31, February is 28 or 29, March is 31, April is 30, May is 31, June, and so forth. And you go in between, and at one point when you get to the end of your hand, there are 2 months in a row that are are the same, and basically you start counting back again. So anyway, it's kind of something that helped me out in school when my teacher wanted to know if I knew how many days there were in the month. About which year August became the eighth month. And it was declared by King Numa Pompilius. Numa Pompilius. King Numa Pompilius. About 700 BC, before Christ. 700 years before. So it was 2,720 years ago, 21 years ago. Excuse me, I had to hit my cough switch and do my cough. Adolf Hitler became the Germany's Führer on the 2nd of August. What year do you think it was? This surprised me a little bit. It's earlier than I thought. He became Germany's Führer in 1934, on the 2nd of August. A day that will live in infamy. No, that's another day. Let's see here. If you were born... Oh, here, it tells me what happens if you were born after August 22nd. Now, if you're born before August 27th, you're a Leo. If you're born after August 22nd, you're a Virgo. Is that the crab? I don't know. Virgo, that's what you are. I'm trying to find something that might be of interest. When my family went up to northern Michigan, we almost every year went up to Mackinac City and took, well, back then, they had giant ferries that took the boats across the Straits of Mackinac. The one I remember was the Vacation Land. It was huge. And you could actually drive your car onto the boat, and the boat would go from Mackinac City to St. Ignace and take you across so that you could continue north on Route 31. And we'd take that trip. I think it cost 50 cents. And we'd take that trip every year, over and back. On one side, on the St. Ignace side, there were tons and tons of tourist traps. Lots of fudge and glass blowers. And on the St. Ignace side, more of the same, but they actually had an Indian teepee, and they had several Native American businesses. And so you could buy moccasins, and you could buy all sorts of Native American wearables. And we'd go up there, and I remember wanting this particular brand of moccasin, which they sold up there, which had nothing to do with St. Ignace or Mackinac City. And I can't remember the brand name now, but I was never able to afford that type of moccasin. And you know what? My son and daughter-in-law gave me that type of moccasin this year for Christmas. So now I am a proud owner of that type of moccasin. It only took 65 years to get that. Oh, hey, do you know what was the name of the boat that John F. Kennedy sunk on August 2nd? They were hit by, I think, German gunfire, but I'm not sure of that. But anyway, John F. Kennedy was sunk on, what was the name of the boat? Yeah, you remember it. There was a song about it. It was the patrol torpedo boat, the PT-109. Sure, you remember that song, right? If you're as old as I am, you do. All right. Excuse me, I have to hit the cough switch one more time. Well, that should be enough. I not only hit the cough switch, but I snuck a slurp of coffee. Let's see here. Well, I was going to ask you if you know what the name for August is in Chinese, But I look at it, and there's no way in the world I can pronounce it. All right. Do you know what the month's flowers are? There are two. Now, I don't know who determined that, whether it was the National Flower Association or who determined there are two flowers that are designated the flowers of August, the gladiola and the poppy. My mother used to grow poppies. No, she wasn't an opium addict or anything like that. She just liked the look of the poppy, real crimson red and rather large, and it was nice. And we had them in our yard when I lived in South Bend, Indiana, right next to the church, and St. Paul's Methodist Church, still there. Beautiful church. It's a place you ought to go see. If you're ever in South Bend, go north on Colfax until you hit LaPorte Avenue, and the church is right there at the corner. It was built by Mr. Studebaker, and he spared no cost. It was built out of huge stones, and he built several things in South Bend out of these giant stones that were quarried, I believe, nearby. It's a beautiful church. But the beautiful part about the church is the stained glass windows. Every room has a tale that's described in stained glass. The prodigal son and, the widow's mite. All the different parables that you think of from the New Testament are described in beautiful stained glass. And the one big stained glass window, I'm guessing it's 50 feet high. It's huge. It shows the Roman square with the Parthenon in the background, and Jesus is preaching to the gathered throng. And in the church, there is a baptismal fount, and it's really not a fount. It's just a big chunk of I believe it came from the Parthenon. It was one of the pillars, and it was hollowed out so that they could put water in it. And it's huge. And actually, my father decided that rather than put water in the big, huge bowl, he would put a little bowl inside. Made it a lot easier to get the water. I always was afraid that my father was, and I know I shouldn't be afraid, they probably have a class in seminary on how to hold a baby so that you can baptize them. I was always concerned that my dad might drop one of those babies. Never did in lots of years. They almost always cried a little bit. Not very much, you know. The water kind of surprised them, and so quite often that happened. But we had a. I always enjoyed watching the little ones get baptized. Let's see. What do Italian people name August? What do they name it? Well, what they call it is Agosto. Agosto. A-G-O-S-T-O. I suppose we could go through the several hundreds of languages in the United States and tell you, or in the world, and tell you how they call August, but I'm not going to do that because they don't have that list. All right. In which year August was renamed in honor of Emperor Augustus? In 8 BC. That was when it was changed to, and it doesn't say from what, but it was changed to the name August to honor Emperor Augustus. Oh, here it tells us, and I think I already mentioned this before that, it was called Sextilis, and I did mention that already. All right, we got all sorts of stuff here about August. Probably putting you to sleep. I hope not. We're kind of vamping until Scott gets back so that we can have our normal tete-a-tete on Wednesday. Tomorrow I have an interesting visitor that's coming in. He's running for, and I forget what district it is, but he's running for Ohio representative, Ohio congressman. He will, if he wins the primary, and I'm not sure if there are any people running against him right now, but if Jeffrey Seitz wins the primary, he will run against a very famous Ohio congressman, Jim Jordan. Some people would not call him famous, they'd call him infamous, but it will be an interesting contest. And Jim Jordan is kind of toying with getting in trouble off and on, so it will be interesting to listen to the debates if they ever have any. But we're going to talk to Jeffrey about his run, about his qualifications, about what he believes he can do for this area, why he thinks he's the best choice, and we'll do that all morning tomorrow. We're going to go from 10:15 till noon with Jeffrey, and nice man. I think you'd enjoy meeting him. And we're going to leave the phones open, so if you want to call in, you can, by the way. Anytime you, if we have a live guest in studio, now you can always call in to 740-383-9944. Now, if it's recorded, and sometimes you, I know it's confusing. Sometimes you don't know whether it's recorded or not. And I've come in here getting ready for a show, when a pre-recorded show is on before my show, and people will call in, and I'll have to tell them, I'm sorry, that was a pre-recorded show, and I can't put you on the air. But tomorrow we will be able to put you on the air, and you can ask Jeffrey what he thinks about just about anything, and I think he'll give you an answer. He ran last time. He came in second out of three, I'm really struggling to remember the name of the lady who won the primary. Oh, why did I forget the name? I should have looked it up. Anyway, she won the primary, but got pretty handily defeated by Jim Jordan. This district seems to be pretty well nailed down with the gerrymandering. And Jim Jordan has developed quite a name for being a, well, first of all, he's a, I think he's one of the original people that, what was the name of the group? Anyway, he's very conservative, and I don't think he's ever signed addressed a bill. I don't think he has any bills to his name, but he does do a lot of talking, and he's a very stout Trump supporter, and it'll be interesting to talk to Jeffrey and ask him how he thinks he can defeat a gentleman who is has pretty much established himself as a right-wing conservative here in this right-wing conservative district. I think this is District 4 of Ohio. All right. We're continuing on. The Kappa Cygnids take place in August, with the date varying each year. What is it? It's a meteor shower. And I believe we're starting it, the majority of it, tonight and going for the next 2 days. Have you ever gone outside to watch a meteor shower? Sometimes, well, first of all, if you go outside and it's all clouds, you can't see anything. That's disappointing. But it's not like they come down like sparklers all the time. You'll stand there and look in the sky for 10 minutes and see nothing, and then all of a sudden you'll see three or four of them at a time. But it is the time. If you want to watch a meteor shower, the time to do it is tonight, tomorrow, and the next night. They are pretty active, but don't expect it to be like raindrops coming down, okay? It is kind of fun. When I was a Boy Scout, we would go and camp at the time of the year that, and everybody would sit out, lay out in the field and watch the shower come down. Sometimes you would have a wonderful time, and other times you'd get really disappointed because the clouds would come in, or you wouldn't see as much. You have to get away from the city lights if you want to see it really well. So if you can get to some place where there are very few city lights, that would be very helpful. All right? I learned something yesterday. I was watching American Pickers, and this question brought this to my mind. Coca-Cola was first sold in the United Kingdom in August in 1900, long time ago, 121 years ago. But did you know Dr. Pepper is older than Coca-Cola? I didn't know that, but I saw that on American Pickers yesterday. I think it was 1880-something when it was designed. All right, we continue on. I told you earlier that gladiola and poppies are the flowers of August. And what does the birth flower of August, the gladiola or the poppy, what do they symbolize? Do you know? Beauty and the strength of character, love, marriage, and family. All good things, right? That's what those two flowers symbolize. All right, we're continuing on. We have about 9 more minutes to go, and then we will break away for about 15 minutes, and we'll come back, and Scott and I will tell you everything you never wanted to know. All right. Trying to see if there's something that's... What do you say, August? Well, I've already given you that one, Augusto. I can't pronounce that. Now they're starting to tell me all the different things, the different way different countries pronounce August. I'm going to pass on those. All right. August cracked the top 60 boys' name in which country? Apparently in Sweden, the name August was very, popular, semi-popular. Top 60, I don't know how popular that is, but it cracked the top 60 in Sweden, August. I don't know anybody named August. Yes, I knew one person, but we called him Augie. and that was in high school, and I did know Augie Bush. That was his name. Okay, this is an interesting one. Most of you will, if you're my age, you'll remember this. It may not pop in your head right away, but on August 1st, 1994, who married Lisa Marie Presley? Did you get it? Michael Jackson. All right, that was on August 1st, 1994. Okay, we have a phone call. Let's go to the phone and see what we got. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, is this Glenn?
You got him.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
You can ask me anything you want to. I might not answer.
Hey, I have a King beverage and a 1923 Coke bottle.
Yeah. King Beverage.
Yes.
Never heard of that.
Now, I was told by a guy that's not here anymore, he passed away last year, that was the first beverage in Marion County.
Huh, that's interesting. I'll have to, Scott may know that answer. When he comes back, he'll be here in probably about 10 minutes. I'll ask him about that, King Beverage.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
I found bunches of these when I first started working for township, where people just threw them out in the ditch when they're empty.
Yeah.
I picked up a bunch of them.
I wonder if you're a rich man now and you don't even know it.
Yeah, anything's possible.
Yeah, anything's possible. Those things could be worth a lot of money to the right people.
Yeah. I'll have to set them all on the truck or put them in my Jeep where I can lock the doors and stuff and come down and let you look at them one of these days.
Sure. Now, wasn't there a King something automobile that was made down in Athens? King. It was a real small.
I'm not sure on that. I think I've heard that, but I'm not sure.
Well, they got a bottle to go with it, I guess. Well, I will ask Scott if he's ever heard of King Bottling Company. And how old is your other bottle? Was it a Coca-Cola bottle?
Yeah, 1923.
Wow, I would bet that's worth something.
So and right now, there's on North Main Street, there's a automotive repair shop in that building where that was bottled out.
Is that right? I'll be there. So it was a very small mom-and-pop bottling company, I assume.
Well, Coke had some other places out on...
Oh, you're saying Coke was bottled there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Coke had some other places out on 309 where you go toward Kenton.
Huh. Now, did you hear me earlier say that Dr. Pepper was invented before Coca-Cola?
Yeah, I heard that. Now, I got some Dr. Pepper bottles and... other Coca-Cola bottles and the whole works. I'll have to set them all in and bring them down and let you guys look at them.
I'd like to see those. Yeah, sure.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Sean.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
I'll try.
All right. All right. That's all we can ask is that we try to have a great day. That's kind of cool to... King Beverage Company was bottled here in Marion, Ohio. I have to ask Scott. He knows a lot about Ohio history. Now, I don't know that much about Ohio history. I've lived here since 04, and I learned a lot my first year here because I was with a group that was their job. It was, one of the things that they did is go around and learn about Marion. But I don't remember learning anything about King Bottle Company. Well, anyway. Let's see. Oh, this is a question everybody should know. What is the Independence Day of Moldova? August 27th. Now, if you go to Moldova, you know what their Independence Day was. The first Sunday of August is celebrated as Friendship Day on the first Sunday in August. That's kind of a nice thing to have. Friendship Day. It's always nice to have friends. I have a few. I have a new puppy dog friend, Buddy, and he likes me. My wife, I think, likes me still. We've been married, 51 years? Holy mackerel. Iraq invaded Kuwait in August, on the 2nd of August. A lot of things happened on the 2nd of August. Must be something in the stars. I don't know if you believe that sort of thing. I don't, but some people do. Who is the only U.S. president in history who died during the month of August? Now, if you live in Marion, you ought to know this. Warren Harding was the only president who passed away in the month of August. So anyway, we've got about one more minute. We'll ask one more question. I'm trying to live up to our mission of being an educational radio station to help our community learn more and more. Anne Frank was captured by the Germans on August 4th in 1944. That did not end well for her. That was the date. August 4th, 1944 was a horrible day for, unfortunately, Anne Frank. Well, I think I hear Scott getting ready to come in the door. So we may be getting out of here. And we're just about out of time. And when we come back, we will have the master of verbality with us. Welcome back, Scott.
Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned. We got about 15 minutes of news, sport, news and weather and other stuff, and we'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For legendary comedian and the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
And as I teased before we went to the break there, we have on today a lady who I've had on the program, I believe, two times before. But every time she comes on, I am excited. She's one of the most kind, is the word I think of when I think of this woman, people that I have ever talked to. And I can tell you, I won't name names, but there are people who have been in Hollywood and had a great career who are not as kind as you might think they are. This woman exceeds the kindness that you might think she would be. She has the greatest laugh in the world, and she was the voice of one of the greatest villains in Disney history, Ursula from The Little Mermaid. And along the way, she did a lot of great game shows and television series and worked with people like Jimmy Durante, Gloria Swanson, Danny Thomas, Sid Caesar. The list goes on and on. She is amazing, the amazing Pat Carroll. Pat, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Scott. Now I'm going to have to be a because you said so much about me nice. But I'll tell you, Scott, it's one of the easiest things in the world. And I wish with all the things we have going on about doing this and doing that, if we were all just more kind to each other. Think of yourself in relationship to other people. And they go through the same things you do. And just be kind. It's so easy, it's so simple. And I've seen rooms change because somebody was kind. And that's a great impact.
Pat, as we end this interview, and I always hate to say goodbye, but you say you love to sing. I love your voice. Can you give us a little line of something as we part ways here?
Of what, a song?
Any song you like.
Did you ever go into an Irishman's shanty where whiskey is whist? And the booze is plenty. The table is set with a door and a hatch in the door. The house is shut with a latch.
Pat Carroll, I adore you. Please come back
in. I adore you back, Scott. I've had a lot of fun. Thank you for having me on.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. Streaming live on the internet.